Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back. One of the greats. Unappreciated to a great degree. I always thought he was he had a great singing career. Welcome back, Seven Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's a classic rock and roll there, and that's what I consider myself to be, a classic. My children have other names, other terms that they use, but classic is what I prefer. John Bradbury is our guest. John, what do you think? Classic works for me. What do you think?
Classic always works.
John is the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, tell us how we can find you online and your book, too, please.
It's the website is readyfounder.com, all one word. And you can test the book there. You can read sample chapters and access some other resources.
All right. And so check it out, folks, readyfounder.com, six Secrets to Startup Success, John Bradbury. Hey, John, we're talking about limiting factors, things that are out there that either other people bring to us, other forces bring to us, headwinds like the economy or whatever it may be. But then there are those things that are more fundamental to the business. And what's more fundamental to any small business than cash flow?
Well, it certainly can be a limiting factor. I think most business owners would tell you. It's not just about having, you know, what I would encourage people to do is not just think about the amount of cash you have on hand, because too many people have the knee-jerk reaction, I need to go outside and raise more money or find more financing. That can be important, but first I would take a look at the dynamics of your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And the economic model that is in place, meaning you may have plenty of customers and plenty of transactions, but you're not making enough or perhaps any money on each transaction. So that means you need to take a look at your cost structure,
mm-hmm.
or how you're delivering the service.
You might be, you might, you know, if you found yourself getting into a price war through some intimidation by a big box or whatever, yep. it may be, if you're a small business and you're getting into a price war, then what you're doing is taking a slow, maybe not so slow, path to failure.
It's a death spiral.
The price war is over and small business lost.
Yeah, only one business wins the price war, and many, many others don't.
And none of those businesses are small businesses.
Yep. In fact, I typically, especially with service businesses, but even in the product side, you know, if you can get to the higher ground in terms of having something special about your service or product that merits, an elite price, and there's
mm-hmm.
value in that for the
mm-hmm.
client. You're not just trying to gouge them. Then that's the place to be with your business model.
And then you can apply what I've talked about many times, which is it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
Yes.
Would you
absolutely.
Rather sell $3 million a year and make $50,000 profit, or would you rather sell $1.5 million a year and make $100,000 profit? That, folks, you
right.
can, that dynamic is possible, isn't it, John?
It is. And you just got at the two
and
core.
And have more fun in the process.
Oh, have more fun, more time to,
more
to,
pride,
to work on your business.
More pride, yeah.
And, those two core factors you just mentioned, one is margin, and really becoming a student of your profit margin and understanding what impacts it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second is the volume or the velocity that you achieve. You know, if you're going to grow your business, you can only do it through improving one or both of those areas.
Well, and see, the thing is a lot of people might think that you and I are talking about external things, but we're not even, right now, we're not even talking about financial things. We're talking about the way you think about how you do business and how you find and serve customers, isn't it?
That's right. This is behavioral, which is a great segue into the final point I'd like to make about limiting factors is, you know, every business owner I've met has the issue or the question of, in what ways am I limiting
mm-hmm.
the business in terms of what I'm bringing to the table? whether that's, do I know how to delegate? Do I know how to surround myself with talented people?
And I'm glad you didn't say, am I? You said, how am I? Because we all are limiting our businesses.
Well, I believe in potential, and that all of us have potential that's untapped.
Yeah.
And the question is how you can tap into that in a way that's good for you and good for your business.
Mm-hmm. So ask those questions, folks. Ask somebody else those questions. Be honest with yourself. To thine own self be true about how are you limiting. You are limiting your business. Now, you're the alpha member. You're the reason why things are going great. But there are some areas where you're limiting your business, and you got to find those. Hey, John, thanks for being with us. Good job today, as always.
Enjoyed it. Look forward to next time.
John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. ReadyFounder.com is his website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.